Yeah. Moses would take a tent and pitch it himself outside the camp, some distance away from the camp. And this he called the tent of meeting. Those who wished to consult with Yahweh would go out to that tent of meeting outside the camp. When Moses would go out to the tent, all the people would rise and stand at the doors of their own tents and follow him with their eyes until Moses had entered the tent of meeting. Whenever he entered the tent of meeting, the pillar of cloud would come down and stand before the entrance, and Yahweh would speak with Moses. When they would see the pillar of cloud at the entrance of the tent, all the people would rise and bow down at the entrance of their own tents. In this way, Yahweh would speak to Moses face to face, as friends would speak to one another. Then Moses would come back to the camp. This is a story from our holy scriptures. Thanks be to God.
This summer, as we move through this summer, even though the camping weather has not been great this summer, I don't know if you've been out camping, it's a little cool and wet, but we're taking that as a metaphor for life and the lessons we can learn from camping to live our own lives. One of the things I loved about camping was going out to a quiet place and pitching your tent. It was a chance to move out of the world that I usually lived in into what felt like more sacred space. A place of, sometimes, not all the time, but a place of peace and serenity. Someplace closer to nature, to the sounds and smells of the earth, to the silence of just being. For me, camping most times was always a soul refresher, a place where I got filled up, which is what we all need. I can feel my body just relaxing thinking about that, being out in that space, thinking about camping. We live in a world of constant motion and distraction and noise. And there are just seems to be more and more these days multiple ways to be distracted by what's going on around us. We are numbed or incensed or desensitized or rendered hopeless and helpless by the state of things these days. You can't help to see things going all around us. It seems like just another war is breaking out in the world someplace. We don't know where to turn some days or what to do, so we frantically look for ways to either make ourselves feel good or feel like we can do something that will make a difference. And I assure you that most people are making a difference in the world. Even though we see the difficult things that are going on in the world, most people in the world are trying to do something to make the world a better place. We do small things every day that are our attempts to be of help in some way, and it does make a difference. We don't need to be frantic or scared. It's not our job to save the world. It's not even our job to save ourselves. What we do need, though, in the world is more people who are present to their own lives and present to each other. Starting with being present to God, to the holy, or whatever you choose to name that presence in your lives. We need time in stillness and silence to refresh our souls and top them up for the everyday stressors that assail us. More and more people are turning to their gadgets these days to tune them out of the world. How many people pick up their phones or pads or turn on music first thing in the morning? A lot of people do. We need to break away from that and have stillness and silence in our lives. This idea of being still, of truly being present to ourselves and to others, can feel unreachable. Yet perhaps the most relevant and productive thing we can do is to sit with God and soak in goodness, grace, forgiveness, and love. Then, and only then, can we go out into the world with a sense of groundedness and serenity. And this is what we need. Our scripture today gives us a glimpse of an ancient practice that feels more relevant than other and then ever. And that is the tent of meeting. A place that Moses set up just outside the camp of thousands of people, the story tells us, to go to meet with God. The tent of meeting. Where he went often as the people just stood and watched him go out. The tent wasn't just for him, and it probably wasn't that elaborate. It was probably just a small tent where he went to meet with God. It was for anybody who wanted to sit down with God. So it was probably just a humble structure, a space set apart, a sacred invitation to dwell in the very presence of God. Now, Moses himself was an incredibly busy leader with thousands of people who were always after him. They were on the move all the time, and there were no doubt thousands of reasons that Moses had for skipping going to see God, as we all do. People were after him day and night. There were things to do, busy things. And precisely because he was so busy, Moses went regularly with the tent to meet with God because he knew that if he didn't, he could never be in the world with the people the way they needed him to be. It reminded me of a story this week that is attributed to Martin Luther, who was the fellow who was credited with starting the Protestant Revolution. And Martin Luther used to say, "I pray every day for 2 hours before I go out and do my work. But sometimes," he said, "it gets so busy that I need to pray 3 hours." As life gets busy and things seem to be more and more out of control, it's then that we need to be more and more into the presence of the sacred, into the presence of holiness. We need to slow down and be still as things rev up around us. Get some perspective and be in the world. We need to be in the world as calm, non-anxious souls who are the essence of God's presence in the world. We all need our tent of meeting, a place where we can go to be in communion with the holy, with silence and stillness, and simply soak in the fullness of presence. That tent that Moses set up wasn't ornate. It wasn't permanent. It was portable, accessible, placed outside the camp, a space of separation, but not of exclusion. It was a gesture, a choice to step away from routine and reorient oneself toward divine communion. And while there, Moses didn't wait for dramatic visions or thunderclaps. Or skywriting. I've often asked God, if you would just skywrite it, then tell me what to do. I'd know what to do. He wasn't waiting for anything dramatic. He went because he longed to be in the presence of God. That's it. He longed to be in the presence of God. And when he did, something extraordinary happened. The presence of God would come to him in a cloud, it says in this story, and Moses would speak to God as one speaks to a friend. That is an incredibly beautiful image of God speaking to Moses as a friend. God shows up as a friend, not as a judge, or an authority, or a parent, or somebody who wants to rule over you. not as a distant, unknowable force, but as a friend, something comfortable, familiar, comforting, loving, accepting, supportive. God is not out to judge us. God is our friend. Isn't this what our hearts ache for? To know the warmth of God's closeness, even if we can't explain what that is, and to be that in the world, to really realize that whatever else goes on in the world, we can go to that place and settle into that kind of comfort and love and support and carry it with us wherever we go. What we don't need in the world is more doing. We're doing too much now. Too much talking, too much consuming, too much destroying and arguing and judging and worrying. We're doing too much now. We don't need more. We need more communing and silence, resting, grounding, centering, listening. What or where is your tent where you go to meet God? And do you go there regularly? Undoubtedly, it is really a space or a place within us where we can shut ourselves away from the world in order to go deep within and rest there with the holy, to find the deep ground of our own being. A place where we're intentional about putting aside distractions and being with God, just being. No thoughts required, no prayers or words required. It's just that expansive space of peace and love that can take in the whole world when we go there. What does it feel like to go to that place? Well, it is different for everyone, and it changes from encounter to encounter. For some, there's that sense of peace or joy or well-being. Some experience that time away with God as a physical warmth, while others may sense or gain a sense of clarity in their lives. Sometimes it might feel like conviction. God is reminding us of something we need or need to remember or know. And at other times, it can feel like our hearts are expanding so large that we can take in the whole world, that we can love everyone. And sometimes, it's just that gentle whisper that reminds us that we are wrapped in love. And when we find that place, nothing else can break in and steal it from us. It's that deep sense that all is well, even though we know what's going on in the world. And who doesn't want this? You don't need a tent or any kind of ancient ritual. Your tent can be anywhere or any place where you can set aside time and space for dedicated meeting with God. What matters is intentionality. What matters is making space to meet with God on a regular basis. Instead of waiting for signs of God around us or answers to prayer, what if we sat still and invited God to show up in our lives, and we decided that we were going to show up for God? That means we're putting aside other distractions. We're sitting in silence and stillness. I know that's hard for some people. And often we are working in silence or stillness. I work around my house or outside or whatever in silence or stillness, but it's not that kind. It's the kind where we're intentionally being still within. God doesn't dwell in far-off places. God isn't up there or beyond our reach. God pitches God's tent in human hearts. God is always right here with us, closer than our own breath, Scripture says. God is with us. Yet we are often so far away in our thoughts and actions and worries and concerns and our desire to be somewhere else or plan for the future that we can't be fully present to God, who is always in the now. What about your tent of meeting? Is it gathering dust outside the camp somewhere, unused and forgotten? Or is it worn, sacred from use, and alive with encounter? How often do you go to your tent of meeting? Let's risk being present to God. Let's seek it out, not because we need answers, but because we long for connection and something that is so real that it calms our fears, settles our hearts, and makes things okay even when the world doesn't feel like it. To be present to God, we have to go to our tent of meeting, whatever that is for each of us. What if it were possible to walk each day with serenity, knowing that God is at the center of things, not in the latest news cycle or disaster? It's easier to live like this when we meet God regularly in our tent of meeting. Isn't that camping at its best? Going into that beautiful space, that sacred space, and meeting God there. Time spent in the peace and silence of the sacred. And it is truly transformative. It only not only transforms us, but those around us as we settle into a stronger place that is not rocked by stress or worry or fear. And it is available to every single one of us if we want it. Not just want it, if we practice it. That centering place. So let's try it this week. Pitch your tent and invite God to sit with you. Instead of a time of silence and response today, our response is going to be the silence. So we're going to spend 5 minutes today just in stillness and silence.